This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're shooting already?
Holly, 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 Holly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over here, over here.
Over here.
Holly Moore is the slut.
Ooh. Pass it around.
Gangbang. Big gangbang.
Listen for the guy at the end.
No! I think the fact that we have green paint all over us means perhaps we didn't fare so well.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Holly. No kid is getting hot
so
in here.
So hot in here.
Very hot in here.
So hot in
here. Yo, gee. What do you want, baby? I'm smarter than the average people. Yo, gee. What are you gonna do about my bomb apples? My apples broke into the pieces. So what's wrong with you, boo-boo? You don't have to make a mistake on these things.
Wow. Yeah, that's Merrill Howard Kalin.
Sure is.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Just listen, and don't question why.
Where's another Merrill thing?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, no! Here he is. Jeopardy. 62-year-old Merrill Howard Kalin. Right. Thank you so much for listening on this Real the Real Getaway Day. It's not tomorrow, it's today, but if you're doing things the old-fashioned way, and tomorrow is your getaway day. Mm-hmm. Again, this will be your oasis from all the humps on the road, because we are going to, by this time tomorrow, it's going to smell so much like man-ass in here. Yeah. It's going to be impossible to ignore. Tomorrow we celebrate Homovember.
Homovember, baby!
Homo Joe's going to be here. We're going to have 10 single gay men.
Right.
Blair Michaels, who is the drag queen of D.C. Yeah.
Will be performing, what is it, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Among others.
Santa Baby.
I'm terribly sorry.
And a surprise.
A surprise performance.
Yes. Plus, as we've mentioned before, gay porno will be playing upstairs in the party room. We're going to have food courtesy of O'Mara's restaurant, O'Mara's annual turkey baster party Wednesday night at O'Mara's in scenic man-ass Virginia.
Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Should be fun.
Third annual.
And we're going to break out the absinthe tomorrow for these for these queers.
Everybody's going to have a fantastic time. And, of course, hosted by Homo Joe. He's going to be the party master.
Queer is not an ugly word anymore because of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Right.
But Joe did mention to me that if I was going to use a Q to refer to him, Homo Joe would much rather be referred to as a queen.
A queen.
Than a queer.
He's a grand old queen.
He's our favorite queen.
He is a wonderful old queen, but I don't believe he wears like Blair Michaels outfits. He doesn't like to do that. I think he always likes to be very butch. Extremely butch.
You think Homo Joe is butch?
Haven't we discussed with Homo Joe, like when he goes to the gay pride parade, he doesn't really wear the outfits. At least he doesn't admit to wearing the outfits.
I guess it's all relative.
He's a top.
Yeah, and
he
points that out a lot as well.
Perhaps tomorrow we'll get to the bottom of it.
So that's tomorrow, and we're looking forward to that. Rob will dial for Transvestites here in a second. The worst jobs in America.
Here I am.
Mike? No, I'm sorry to say.
It's not Rob this year.
No, well, based on your comments in the opening segment, it might be you.
Yeah, you never know.
Currently with the worst jobs in America. This is from CBS Market Watch. Right now, as we speak now today.
Is this dangerous or worst?
Just the worst.
Okay.
These jobs are the worst. Motion picture projectionists.
No, I don't understand that. I mean, I would think that you probably have a boring factor, but it it beats pulling, you know, candy off the seats.
Minimum wage, no benefits.
No benefits. Well, it's a kid's job, isn't it, really?
Dishwashers.
Yeah.
You don't get paid a lot. Then you have the eighth worst job in America, being a model or a demonstrator. Unless you're a supermodel, they say if you go like to trade shows,
Car shows.
And you're one of the girls that has to stand there by the car or whatever.
All these seem to speak to the boring factor a little bit, where you have to do one thing and just stay there all day.
Here's another worst job in America, tour and travel guide.
Right.
I don't know why. Oh, here's why. Tour guides have to beg for tips.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, true.
Their salaries are low, and no one likes to tip when you get done with the tour.
Yeah, and I have you ever seen the tour guides that just appear ready to end their own lives because they've done it over and over and over again?
Then you got waiter. Of course, everybody knows that's not a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Lifeguard, it says, is the fifth worst job in America.
That's not true. That's not true. A lifeguard's a blast.
It's okay as a summer job when you're in high school. It's not a good career as an adult.
Huh.
Number four would be fabric pattern makers.
Well, you can lose fingers.
Number three would be ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers.
They seem to have a theme here. You know, when you're in the movie theater, you see a lot of unhappy people. But really, when you go to the movie theater, don't you see the expressions on people's faces? I mean, they hate being there.
The number two worst job in America is being a counter attendant at a movie theater.
Oh, and that, you know, really. Have you ever seen a happy one?
Never.
And it says the reason it's the second worst job, even worse than being an usher, is you have to deal with a high volume of customers, complex orders. Everybody gets mad.
Complex orders? What are you talking about?
You get minimum wage,
mm-hmm.
and people are constantly passing their germs.
Yes. That's the worst part, I'm sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. Staff.
The worst job in America? Doing the news on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for not giving it to me.
Second year running.
I appreciate it.
No, I kid, of course.
Ringo.
That's me. Ringo.
JR.
Ringo.
Johnny.
Ringo.
Worst job in America is being a Jew working at Wash FM right now.
Yes.
All
they're starting already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Listen, I just want to say we're right down the street from B'nai Israel.
Right.
I'm verklempt. I don't know how Louis Myron Katzelberger goes to work every day.
Right.
For God's sakes, I'm not Jewish, but I want to stand up and say, hey, Wash FM,
mm-hmm.
what's your problem, dude?
How many times can you play the dreidel song? Good luck, 00. You hang in there with your white mustache, with your Monopoly Man mustache.
And the thing with Louis Myron Katzelberger is that because he's on a soft rock station,
yes.
and that's what we talk, one of our buddies who works at a soft rock station here in D.C., does the morning show, they won't even play, like, the Adam Sandler song.
Right.
The Adam Sandler.
Hanukkah.
Because that's too controversial for Wash
yeah,
FM.
Yeah, and that what they want is really elevator music.
Right.
And that's what they go to. And because it worked one time, now they're all doing it, and stations all over the country are doing it. And as a you know, as you mentioned before when you read that article, or with some kind of consultancy for Christmas
yeah.
music now, because it's really tough to figure out of those 30 songs what order to play them in.
And it just seems to be so weird that in the species society we have now, if you watch the TV commercials or read catalogs, I know I've talked about this before, it's hard to find anybody that says this Christmas or have a Merry Christmas.
Right.
Everything is Happy Holidays.
This holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, radio stations like Wash or whatever the station is across America mm-hmm. that does this, they got no problem saying,
right.
we're your home for Christmas music.
Yeah, they go all the way with it.
24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, you know, when 80% of your air staff is Jewish,
right.
I wonder how they feel about that.
Well, do we know that 80% of their air staff is Jewish?
Yes, we do, Mike.
we took a survey.
It is an absolute fact.
Rob told me.
Really? Rob took a survey himself.
That's my calculation.
I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, the dreidel I will play.
Hold on. Here's some calls. And you mentioned Monopoly, right? That Lou looks like the Monopoly Man?
You're a little bit like the Monopoly
Man. Stash.
I got something about Monopoly here. Hello, mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don, worst job in America is assistant crack whore.
Assistant crack whore?
Gotcha.
How's that work?
Thanks for the funny. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, you didn't mention a garbage man or a body removal. I used to do both, and they were the worst.
Yeah, but, you know, I think those jobs were compiled with benefits and pay, and for body removal, you get good pay in that job.
No, it was $50 a body. That's it.
Really? I thought that was really high paying stuff because nobody wants to do it. I thought that was a high paying job.
It wasn't. Not at all.
Body removal.
Now, how many bodies would you remove in one day?
In one day, the most I did was three.
Three bodies, so that's $150 for handling corpses all day.
What if it was a big fat guy? Do you get more for handling a big fat dead guy?
You don't. I had a 6'4", 230-pound one time, and I didn't get more.
Yeah, but if that's the busiest day you've ever had, three bodies, I would imagine you get a lot of downtime. Right? I mean, it's like you make your $150, then it's off to the local pub all day.
It was pretty much on-call overnight stuff.
You know, the best day for him would be a mass murder in a colony of dwarves.
It's right. I was always telling people to go kill somebody, and I'd split it with them, but it never worked.
Wow. I thought they got overcompensated. I thought, like, cleaning up all the... Well, you just take the bodies away. You don't do, like, crime scene cleanup.
Gone.
He's gone.
Oh, he must have gotten a call.
Like the wind.
You know, because all that, really, with the lack of programming on regular television, I'm watching all, like, the Learning Channel history,
right.
A&E, and they've got all those shows. Dirtiest Jobs. The one I watched last night was Intervention. Have you seen Intervention?
Oh, yes.
Intervention's terrific. It was a girl with an eating disorder, you know, and you get the whole family in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I'm watching right now.
I like Dirty Jobs. That's a good show.
That is a good show. Did you see the one where he went on the bridge?
I've not seen enough of that show. The one thing I like about that show is that the guy really does, the guy, Mike Rowe is the guy named, all of the awful jobs.
And it's not traditional.
Hence the title.
And it's not just filthy. It's actually degrees of difficulty, and he had to change the light bulb at the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I'll tell you, it was not only this guy. And this is where the crews never get the credit, because you know he's got to bring the camera up there. But at one point when he was going up to the very top and he's walking up the cable span, he had the hard hat on and then one of those cameras that was hanging off of his hard hat, because there was no crew that went with him. But the crew came up later on because they were shooting him up at the top of this thing.
Wow.
And not only did he have to go to the top where they changed the light bulb, but he had to go down into this like dank little metal column where they had to paint the very bottom because the corrosion, they have to paint it every year. It was I think it's fascinating. It really is.
That guy is major league funny as well. I don't know when it was. I guess sometime over the summer when we were on vacation somewhere. He was somewhere doing some gig promoting with Discovery, whatever.
Right.
And the guy really, off camera, was funny as balls.
Right.
And I originally knew the guy from, have you seen those hokey commercials for Epic Pharmacy?
Yeah. He does the Epic, and they're totally unlike where he's sitting there with the old people at the kitchen table.
And the thing is, on this other show, Dirty Jobs, and when I heard him speaking with a group of people in real life, the guy seemed to be maybe a probably a very good guest for the show.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't have guests anymore. Yeah. But when I heard him with this group of people, he was really goddamn funny.
Maybe he'll surprise us one day
just
call in.
Anyway, that was the first click that I had that, hold on a second. This is the same guy that does those jive commercials like, I'm sitting here with these old people and you go to Epic Pharmacy because you know the pharmacist, right?
Hasn't he been around for a long time, too? Didn't he have, like, a TV series or something like that?
Well, he has been around a long time. You know, he's the booth announcer for Discovery and the Learning Channel, too. So
Cherry gig.
Anytime you hear any voiceover, he does all the Tuttle stuff.
Oh, right. On this edition of American Chopper.
That's better than being a projectionist.
Sure. And also, it is. That's number 11 on the list.
Right.
But also, he does commercials for cars now, too. Is it Toyota?
Ford.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Well, the guy has balls, though, because the guy really does the stuff, not only dirty. It's not just the dirty jobs.
Scary, dangerous.
Bad jobs.
Scary stuff, which I love. He had to pick out muscles out of sludge, which was just a simple thing, but it was just fun to watch. I love that show.
And if you're going to be, I know this is jive, but you did mention the Monopoly Man, and if anybody's going to be playing Monopoly over this Thanksgiving holiday,
there
are these six clues to winning every time at Monopoly.
Excellent. I want to hear this. I got the new one for my kids. It's got the credit card, not the credit, but the electronic bank card, so you can do it electronically and not have to handle the cash.
Always buy railroads, never buy utilities.
All right.
Only buy property to complete a Monopoly. Always get a cheaper Monopoly, meaning go for the purples, the light blues.
Oh, no way. Connecticut Avenue?
Mm-hmm. Only build
Baltic?
Only build three houses. As soon as you get a Monopoly, get only three houses, exactly three.
Just three.
So you don't put a hotel up there?
Mm-mm. Based on the math.
Now, why are you like, it's like you know this.
Well, kind of. I looked ahead. But
okay.
Enjoy.
Based on the math, three houses is the sweet spot.
Three houses, like one for each property?
They pay off over the most time.
Is it three houses on one property or three houses on each of the monopolies?
Three houses on each one of your monopolies.
Okay.
Don't put a hotel, only put three houses. Once your first monopoly starts making money, get a more expensive one.
Okay.
And finally, stay in jail. Once your opponents have monopolies, moving around the board will cost you money. So if you're in that in jail thing, stay there.
Now, my question about that is, you can't collect rent while you're in jail either, can you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can. Know,
it depends about the rules.
Yeah, everybody can make their own.
And I know we've had this before, but community chest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For whatever reason, there is some rule. I know that the way that we've played the game in my house, like if you're in jail,
yeah,
you get the money in community chest.
Or parking.
Or in free parking.
Yeah, free parking. We play that too, where all the money that you have to pay to the game goes in the middle of the game.
Right. Chance and community chest penalties.
And if you go to free parking, you collect that money, right? That's the way I've always played it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing jail is not in the middle of the board. It's been so goddamn long since
jail, when you're in jail, you have to roll doubles to get out of jail.
Right.
And that's the way I play.
That's one of the corners, right?
Yeah, it's the top right corner, isn't it, jail?
I think jail is. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the way you put the board on the table. I'm where you're sitting.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Do you have like an obscure name for a Monopoly? Do you play like Monopoly Wingo or something where it's
Monopoly.
Where peaches are doubled and stuff like
Monopoly.
That?
Monopoly.
I call it Monopoly.
Dr. Pepper Monopoly.
Dr. Pepper High Chicago Monopoly.
Never played much Monopoly because I didn't have any friends.
You played cards when you people were playing Monopoly.
Yes, I did. I cheated at cards.
That's why he has no friends.
Solitaire.
Did you play Monopoly by yourself?
Never have.
What was your favorite piece of Monopoly? What would you always want to be?
Yeah, the car.
Every boy wanted to be the car.
Top
and
hat.
As the
you
top
wanted
hat?
To be the top hat.
Of course you did, faggot.
You betcha.
And the lights changed.
Putting on the Ritz.
Tell it.
The top hat at Fred Astaire over here.
I would rather be a wedge from another game than be the thimble.
The thimble sucked.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
The thimble was the worst. No. The thimble had nothing. I would go from the car to the dog.
Uh-huh. No, the horse.
No, I'd rather be the dog.
The iron is a bad one, too.
The iron sucks.
The sucks.
Thimble was the worst, though, because it was the most female, and it also was just didn't have any character to it.
Thimble.
The thimble totally sucked. But I tell you, I always thought that you get the Monopoly, and the biggest thing you can do is put hotels on your property.
Yeah.
That was the thing I would go for, because then you get the windfall if somebody landed on
diminishing returns.
Every time I play, I only play for Monopoly or for Boardwalk and Park Place.
Right.
That's all I live for.
Sure, and the yellow ones, too.
No, I make my living on those last two.
What were the yellow? Atlantic?
Ventnor. Marvin's Gardens.
Marvin's Gardens.
What's, or Marvin Gardens.
What is Pacific Avenue?
Pacific is the green. That shares the same side of the board as the blue,
and the
right?
Greens were North Carolina.
Pennsylvania and...
What color is Illinois?
Red.
Orange.
Well, it's reddish-orange.
I think it's yellow.
No.
No.
Illinois Avenue is
the
orange.
The light blues are Baltic.
Sort of the purpley ones.
They're the very first ones. The
Baltic and Mediterranean.
The retard ones.
Those are Connecticut and Oriental.
Oriental Avenue.
Well, it's in the game. It is in the game, I believe.
Someone's got to call the PC police about that, Mike.
But really, I mean, that game has held up.
Oh, it has.
I mean, it's so much better than any other game.
Should
games.
It be Asian Avenue now?
Oriental? Yeah, I think so. I think.
And you know what game
nice.
They've ruined?
What?
They've ruined, I played with Elizabeth over the weekend, the Game of Life.
How is that
Pirates
ruined?
Of the Caribbean version.
Well, you bought the wrong version.
Yeah. It sucked.
What are you doing?
We both got bored with it. It was just terrible. I mean, just the Game of Life should be the Game of Life.
Is
game
Art Linkletter still on the $100,000 bill in life?
The Game of Life was always the lead, you know, the game you didn't play because you were playing Monopoly, but if it was a good second-tier game to play.
Right. The big advantage of that was the spinning wheel.
I love the spinning wheel, but it's Pirates of the Caribbean. It's terrible.
That's no good.
Yeah, I agree. With Life, that's the only thing. And you ever play Life with someone and just to be a prick because you were bored with it? You would spin that thing so hard that the top would come off like a flying saucer.
Sure.
And then everybody go, oh, you're screwing up the game. You're like, I don't care about the stupid Game of Life.
They don't make any cheaper plastic than that little spinner.
I never played
that
Life.
That Milton Bradley plastic?
You never played the Game of Life?
No, to me, Life is not a game. No, I've never played Life.
You know, I bet you played Mousetrap, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
My kids played Mousetrap 2 weekends ago, and, you know, they still no kid ever actually plays the game.
Right.
They just set it up, let it go, and then leave it for the parents to clean up.
Right.
It's still the same.
With little tiny plastic pieces.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did you play Candyland, Buzz?
No, I don't recall playing Candyland.
Actually,
he played Candyland.
I played a game for kids that were cut from a lot of sports teams. It was called Candy Ass. It's a little different than it had football coaches at every all the corners of the game.
I played the game for the morbidly obese, John Candyland.
Go get your dress on.
Believe it or not, it's under this.
Time for you to call for some Thanksgiving transvestites.
Do you have a good recipe plan for us?
Sure, I'm hungry.
Very good.
You're good.
Looking forward to maybe some creamed onions.
A family tradition.
The day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Or today's the day before the day before.
That's yeah, but right. You said it. Today has replaced Wednesday as traditionally.
We got a white day.
Mm-hmm.
Got a white day. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, the guy from Discovery Channel is also showcasing houses in Baltimore on Sunday mornings.
Oh, that guy Mike Rowe?
Wow.
Yes.
Is he a local guy?
Hold on, what? You know why Buzz said that?
I said it's not fair. I think Mike probably agrees with me. It's not fair the guy should have all those good gigs. Don't you agree?
Well, the gig of showcasing houses, doesn't Buzz do that?
That's Buzz's deal.
Yeah.
That should be given to a guy like you.
Exactly.
Hi. This four-bedroom Rambler has been bleached out so you can't even see the bloodstains.
And after you move in, if you have a problem, make sure you call my plumber.
I hear that one everywhere.
Well, that's good.
And what are your other
advice?
What are your other fabulous clients floating around?
I do a lot of stuff that isn't on the air. It's narration.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman. I'm nice.
For new homes. I give new home tours on video.
All I know is that you might as well work at WTOP. For every time I turn on that goddamn news station, I hear your voice. Hi.
Hi.
Once the kangaroo is born, it makes its way out of its mother's pouch and moves up to her breast. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Love that song.
Damn, I wish I could do the Baltimore Showcase of Homes.
When we come back, Rob will dial for transvestites.
This is the Don and Mike Show.